Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Dalad, and there the Gemara asks, are you supposed to recite Al Hanisim by Birkas Hamazon, Al Hanisim of Chanukah by Birkas Hamazon? Ma'o lahaskir shel Chanukah of Birkas Hamazon. The two sides of this argument are the following. Maybe because since Chanukah is only a rabbinic holiday, so therefore we don't say Al Hanisim in benching, or maybe because of Pirsum Anisa, publicized a miracle, we specifically do mention it. We end up paskening that we do recite Al Hanisim in benching, but what about in Al Hamichya? Let's say you have Mizonos. So in Al Hamichya, there's a line in Al Hamichya where you mention that it's Yom Tov, if it's Yom Tov. If you say Al Hamichya on Shabbos, you mention a line that says it's Shabbos. What about for Chanukah and Purim? So the Shulchan Aruch at Aruch Chaim, Simon Reish Ches, if Yud Beis writes, by Skirin Ba, Me'ein Ma'ora, B'Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, of a low B'Chanukah Purim. We mention Shabbos Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh by Al Hamichya, right? If it's Shabbos, we'll say, or we'd say, V'Chlein B'Yom HaShabbos Hazeh on Shabbos, if we have Mizonos, and we'll say something for Yom Tov, and we'll say something for Rosh Chodesh. But if you have a Mizonos snack on Chanukah, you don't say a line of Al Hanisim, and the question is why? There are different reasons that are suggested. Just to name a few, the Levush writes that Atam Al Hanisim Hoda'ahi. The reason for Al Hanisim is that it's Hoda'ah. It's an expression of thanksgiving. Ubebracha zu eila makom laskira. And in this bracha of Al Hamichya, there's no place to mention it. Shere ein omrim bohem lashon Hoda'ah kimo bebirkas hamazon sheomer no delecha. So when it comes to benching, we have a whole bracha that's a bracha of no delecha. So in the middle of this bracha, we can incorporate the Al Hanisim paragraph, which talks about Hodav, Thanksgiving. There is no place, though, to add it in Al Hamichya. So therefore, just practically speaking, or technically speaking, there's no way, there's no place to add it. There's no part of Al Hamichya, which is Hodav, that we can add it. Even though at the end of Al Hamichya we say, Ki et Hashem tov mitiv lakov v'nodeh lecha al ha'aretz v'al Hamichya, if you were to add it then, that would be a problem, because the last line before the bracha has to be what's called me'ein chasima, has to be the same thing as the Baruch Atah Hashem, what comes after Baruch Atah Hashem. So it's, in effect, there's no place really to include this line of Hodah for Al Hanisim. There are other reasons that are given. For example, just give one other example, that the truth is the Mishnah Berurah points out that even benching itself, you're not really obligated min hadin. It's really a minhag to mention Al Hanisim during benching. Even though we say Al Hanisim in benching, it's a lower level. Even the language of Huda says, Edo Maskir, you don't mention it. Vimbala Haskir Maskir Boda. But if you want to do it, this is where you're supposed to do it. So it's viewed as a lower level of obligation. It's more of a minhag custom. And so therefore, for Al Hamichya, there's no custom developed to begin with. So these are just two different reasons. And that is why we don't say Al Hanisim for Al Hamichya. Have a wonderful day.